He's probably got one of the most recognisable heads in the world of sport, I reckon, Michael Van Gerwen. He's just claimed his second World Darts Championship, having won it, of course, back in 2014. And to tell us more about it, we say a very good morning to, or good evening, to John McDonald, who is over there at the World Championships. G'day, John.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Probably not as happy as Michael Van Gerwen, who just looked like one very relieved man.
He just picked up his second world title, £350,000, the magnificent Sid Waddell Trophy, all for the second time in what can only be described as one of the best finals we've seen in modern day darts. Wasn't it brilliant?
It was brilliant. We were watching it over here on television on Fox Sports. And you mentioned that Michael had the chance to collect his second trophy. That nearly didn't happen. Did we see someone run onto the stage and take the trophy with about 5 minutes to go?
There's always one. There's always one. But you know what? They always end up with very sore arms the next day, don't they, those sort of people?
A sore bum, I would have thought.
There's falls everywhere around the world, but we don't worry about them. We just laugh it off and get on with it, you know.
No, exactly.
Someone's always there to spoil the fun, but they didn't spoil it. Unfortunately, the trophy's too heavy.
No, I'll tell you what.
Needs a real man to lift that trophy, like all sportsmen. Needs a real man to lift it, not some joker.
No, and Michael Van Gerwen really did lift it too. As soon as he took it off that stand, he just held it right above his head as if it was something that, well, I'm sure it's something he's been working hard for again for the last couple of years, having won it back in 2014.
Yeah, I work a lot with Michael Van Gerwen, and we're no strangers to him in Australia, and certainly not in Melbourne. We did those couple of fabulous exhibitions there at the Etihad with Michael. And I'm going to tell you something. Michael's been a very, very sore bear. He doesn't like being the former champion.
Mm.
And that's the sign of a good winner. And he told me on day one, he came up to me, he said, I've just watched you on Sky Sports News. You said there'd be a new name on the trophy. There'd be my name on the trophy. And he didn't let me down. And if you saw the close-up, he turned to me and said, I told you so. And he's absolutely right. Because 15 days ago, he told me he would lift that trophy. And he did.
He took a fairly commanding lead early in the final, but all credit to Gary Anderson, who'd really fought back and took it to a 7-3 finish.
Yeah, you know, Gary's a great, great player. You don't win it two times unless you can really play this game. And unfortunately, like in most sports, you get the elite sportsman, the one that always runs away with it. And let's don't take anything away from Gary Anderson, but let's just look at last year, which ended 2 days ago. Michael Van Gerwen won a staggering, record-breaking 25 tournaments in that year.
Wow.
His name appears. I've just been doing some prep for the awards dinner in 2 days' time, and we have a special award for a nine-dart finish, and he's got four of them in competition on television. Four. Not one. Four.
It was actually
remarkable.
It was one of those tournaments, a record, I believe, 42 180s.
Do you know something? It's been a year for records, and it just gets better year on year, and there's a very good reason for it. This game of darts is a proper sport. There's young people coming into it. It used to be a traditional route to the pub with your dad or to the club with your dad, and you play a bit of darts, and if you was lucky enough to go to a school that had the tenacity to have a dartboard there so you could learn some mental arithmetic, you might have played it there. It's compulsory in schools in Holland. They play it at school. And they have to learn their mental arithmetic. So it would be a better thing if everybody took it up. In all our schools, learn how to play darts. You learn adding, taking away. And Michael's a genius at it. Very, well, very close to records all round this year.
Exactly. And that's something that I don't think people realise, John, is the fact that even though we do hear the announcers call the score of each three darts, these guys still have to work out themselves what they need to finish, whether
Absolutely. They
need a double 18 or a triple five or whatever.
They can ask what they've scored. They can ask the referee, did I get 75? Did I hit 140? They can ask that.
Yep.
They're quite happy, but they have to work everything out themselves. And there's good counters. And there's bad counters, and some of the bad counters are right up the top.
I think we take it for granted because we actually see it.
Stop.
John, we take it for granted because we actually see at home what the actual player needs.
We do indeed. And we do see it at home, and we see it on all our graphics, and we're very, very lucky we do because we couldn't work out some of the scores. When we had a 180 thrown this year in 2.1 seconds. So good luck adding that up, taking it away, and then giving yourself a finish when the guys are throwing it as rapid as that. So it's a different game now, my friend. Different game.
And John, take us through the mental thoughts of a darts player. Do they actually have a preconceived plan as to what darts they would like to throw in any particular set?
They do indeed, and it's ironic actually. But they've all got their favourite finishes, and they all finish the finish, if you like, whatever they're on, if they're on 1-4-1 or whatever they're on, we know exactly which way they'd like to go. But then, of course, they have to have cover shots. Because if they're on 1-4-1 and they hit treble 20 and they miss the treble 19 to go double 12, then they need to know where to go back to the ball to get themselves on a finish. It's all about getting down to the finish in the least amount of darts, and that's what these guys are very, very good at. And I've got some really good news for you too.
Yeah.
Because you have a remarkable player from Australia in Corey Cadby who got through to the second round. What a player he's going to be. A young lad, won the World Youth. He has got an amazing future, and I'm delighted to say he's going to spend a lot of time with us in the United Kingdom, and I will keep you all posted on his progress. He is a real talent, let me assure you of that.
Really happy to hear that, John. Is he going to be part of the Premier League of Darts lineup?
Not the Premier League of Darts. That's an elite bunch, as you probably know. That's 10 of the greatest players in the world, and they're not just picked on the... We have the top four, as you're probably aware, and then we have these six wild cards, but we have a duty of care to television stations around the world, so we have to make sure we give them a flavour, like we did with Simon Whitlock for You Good People.
Yeah.
So that actually will be announced in about 10 minutes' time. And if I can, possibly, I'll get back in touch and I'll tell you exactly how that's all going. But I know that the press conference that's taking place right behind me now, they are discussing announcing the Premier League lineup. I think they're going to save it to the awards dinner, which is on the 4th at the Dorchester Hotel in London, when we give away all those amazing prizes to our great sportsmen that have been so magnificent through the year.
Well, John, I'll let you go and listen to that press conference, and if there's any way that we can speak to you in the next couple of hours, we'll work that out with our producer. But thanks so much for your time this morning.
It's always a pleasure. You know how much I love your great city. I wish you all the best, and I do hope, fingers crossed, we come and see you in the World Series. If we don't, we'll definitely be back. Thanks for everything, and we'll see you very soon. And everybody that's listening, Happy New Year.
Well, I'm hoping you come back too, John, because I've got to defend my hot dog eating championship.
That's right. God, I remember. You were sensational.
I was sensational. You were a good judge, John. Talk to you soon, mate.
Happy New Year, you people.
Thanks, John. John McDonald there talking to us about the World Championships of Darts. Michael van Gerwen lifting the trophy again in a fairly comprehensive win.